أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير وهدوا إلى الطيب من القول وهدوا إلى صراط الحميد. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about some of the conditions or some of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the people of kufr and those who disbelieved. Amongst them, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ, that their clothing will be cut out from the fire of Jahannam. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about the people of Iman, the people of righteous deeds, amal salihah, and some of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat. And Allah speaks also very briefly about their clothing in Jannat. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit those who had brought iman and practiced righteously. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, in gardens under which rivers flow. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be made to dress in the bracelets made of gold and of pearls. In other ayahs of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these bracelets will be made of silver. Hence, some of the commentators have stated that the bracelets of Jannat will be made of gold and silver and also of pearls. Now this wearing of these bracelets, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the kings of the past wore these bracelets. It was a token of honor, it was a token of royalty. Like how kings would wear crowns, they would wear these bracelets. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making the people of Jannat wear these bracelets is in actual fact a token of honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it as a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We find that in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave Suraqah bin Malik the glad tidings that he will be made to wear the bracelets of the emperor of Iran, and that came true in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whereas Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made him wear it for some brief moments to fulfill this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There also we look at it very carefully. It was a token of honor, it was a token of dignity. Thereafter Allah says, وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ, and the clothing will be made of silk. Obviously silk is the best of all fabrics in this world, and it will also be the best of all fabrics in the hereafter. Although not permissible for men in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them wear it in Jannat. And that silk of Jannat is not the silk of this world, it is the silk of Jannat itself. So insofar as its quality is concerned, it will be multiplied by hundreds and thousands of times in that kind of quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the silk of Jannat comes from a tree of Jannat in itself. And hence that garment will be made on its own. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows honor and dignity for the people of Jannat. What they will be saying, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. They had been guided towards the best of speeches in this world. The best of speeches was the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The entire Quran, Amar bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar, that is to command the good, forbid the bad, to invite people towards Allah, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that is included in the best of speeches in this world. Insofar as the akhirat is concerned, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had given us indications that one will be those words of the Quran Kareem, Alhamdulillahi alladhi sadaqana wa'adahu wa awrathana al-jannah. The people of Jannah, after entering Jannah, they will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had fulfilled His promise And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us the inheritors of Jannah. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that ayat of the Quran Kareem, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had removed grief and sorrow from us. So those are the words of the people of Jannah. And in the other ayats of the Quran Kareem we see that the Malaika will be making salam to them. And that will be the continuous good things that the people of Jannah will be speaking about. When they speak between themselves, there will be no speech of this material world like bickering and arguing between people, but it will be constructive and it will be only that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. وَهُدُوا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْحَمِيدِ. And they will be guided to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is worthy of all praises. Very briefly again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of the disbelievers. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieved, وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, not only did they disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they stopped others from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that was in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, and that continued thereafter also, that one of the hallmarks of the disbelievers is that they will stop the believers also from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the path of good. Secondly is, wal masjidil haram, they stop people from going to the masjidul haram. And by and large here reference is made to the time when our Nabi alayhi salatu was salam in the 60th of the Hijrah had intended to make Umrah, and he was stopped at Hudaybiyah, and they did not allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enter the holy haram. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks also very briefly about the aspect of the haram. الَّذِي جَعَلْنَاهُ لِلنَّاسِ سَوَاءً الْعَاكِفُ فِيهِ وَالْبَعْدِ. That haram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made equal for the dwellers of the haram and for the visitors of the haram. Those people that are in the haram and those people that are out of the haram. The rights of the haram is, the rights of the people are equal. In other words, all can go into the haram of Makkah Mukarramah and offer and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when one is in a state of iman, then there is no question of it whatsoever that everyone should be allowed into the haram. They stopped Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam from entering the haram, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِالْحَادِ, those who desire in it deviation, بِظُلْمٍ, because of their zulm, because of their wrongdoing. One is this, that they had stopped Nabi alayhi salatu was salam from going into the haram. Secondly, ulama have written that if anyone commits any sin in the haram, then obviously that is magnified and that is multiplied in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, if anyone enters the haram without ihram, and all those laws that are unique and particular to the haram have been included in this, Allah says, نُذِكْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then we will make them taste the punishment that is unbearable, that punishment that is very painful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will meet out in the hereafter. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows some of the hallmarks of the kuffar, stopping the mu'mineen and the believers from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.